You are up to Perek Yud Beis in Zvachim, Mishnah. Mishnah says, Purim Hanesrofim, Ulsirim Hanesrofim. The Purim of Paranax that's supposed to be burnt, meaning to sell us at the Par Shoyom Kippur, Ros the Par of the Kohen Godol, Ros Par Helam Dovor, which of these things are called the Chattis HaPnim. It's called the Korban Chattis, but it's brought, this reek is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnim inside, and the rest of it is Nesrofim, is burnt outside. Who are then Sirim, if you have rims, the same thing. They also Sir Shiyam Kippurim, or else Sir of Odezorah, the same thing. That they're called Parim or Sirim Hanesrofim, means they're brought inside the Pnim, and the rest of it is burnt outside. So, Bizman, Shein Nesrofim Kimitzvosim, when you burn a Kimitzvosim, means the way we're supposed to. Nope, still happened to this carbon yet. Then Alachar is Nesrofim Mebeis Hadeshim, they're burned outside Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hadesh, and that's the Makom we had to burn it. Umetamim Begodim. It's Metamim the Begodim, the one that burns the Korban, he becomes Tamei. The one that's burning it, their Begodim become Tamei. The Begodim they wear, Beshastav being Oisik, in burning it, like the Pasuk says, V'yasarif Oisam Yechabes Begodov. Now, V'yim'enam Nisrafim Kimitzvosim. Let's say, though, a psul happened to these Korbanos. It's not kosher, it's a psul amikdoshim, and therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's called v'meina nisrofim ki mitzvosam. Then where are you supposed to burn this meat? Nisrofim bebeis habira. You burn it in the beis hamikdash itself. And v'eina mitama begodim, it's not mitama the begodim. But since you're not burning your ki mitzvosam, therefore you do not have the gzeras hakosev that the people that are sick and burning it become tamei. Therefore it's not mitama begodim of the people that burn it. So kids to the Purim HaNesrofim, it's only if you bring in it behechsher, then the people that burn it become tummy. But if you're not burning it behechsher, then the begotten do not become tummy. Mishnah Vav, ho yu soivlin oisam bamutas. They would carry it outside in staffs, like. In other words, if these chatois were brought kimitzvosam, that then we said, where is the mokim to burn it? Outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside Yerushalayim. So how would they carry the meat from the Beis Hamikdash outside Yerushalayim? They were carried it, that's the Mishnah, you save the nois and bamutais. They were carried on top of staffs. There were two people, or four kanim, each one holding the ends of the poles. Yotzu harishonim chutz l'chaymetz azara. Let's say the first two kanim that are in front of the two poles. As soon as they go outside, the chaymetz, the wall of the azara, the yachreinim la yotzu, but the ones in back did not leave the Azariyat, they didn't go out yet. The locher is Harishonim Metamei Begodim. As soon as the first one, as soon as they leave the Beis Hamikdash, that's called already they're being Oisik in burning the par. In other words, even though they didn't burn it yet, but they're taking it out to the place to burn it, so right away they become Tamei, the Begodim become Tamei, the clothing they're wearing becomes Tamei. But V'achreinim, the two kanim at the back of the poles that did not leave the Beis Hamikdash yet, Einim Metamei Begodim Achiyetsu. They do not become tummy until they leave the Beis Hamikdash. That's this cloud. The tumas of the godim is only after you go out the chaymas of the azara. Yotzu elu v'yelu. Let's say both of them, the first ones and the second ones. Again, there are four kanim here. Two in the front holding the two ends of the poles, and two in the back holding the two other ends of the poles. So when all four go out, elu v'yelu matam begodim. That's when all of them have a tumas begodim. Rabbi Shimon says, Eilu v'yelu einu metama begodim at sheyitzatz or beruban. They all know that the kanim that are oisik and just carrying the meat outside Yerushalayim, they don't become tummy yet until they actually work with the fire itself, and they're not metama until at sheyitzatz or beruban, until roiv of the meat got caught on fire. Then the kanim, the ones that are oisik in the burning of it, then they become tummy. Nitach habosor means the meat got burned up completely. It's like charcoal. It's like black charcoal already. Then ein hasarif matam v'godim. If a new kohen, if somebody new comes and starts to be oisik in the end of it, since the meat is already completely burned up, he has no tumas v'godim. That's not called being oisik in the sreifa of the Purim HaNesrofim, because they're already burnt up. Yeah, now Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, ha'shoichet v'hamala b'chutz. If somebody takes a korban and he shechs it outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then via mala, he burns it outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Shchut Echutz. or halois chutz. So lo kri is chayiv al hashkita v'chayiv al aliyah. If he does it b'shegig, he's chayiv two kabonis. He's chayiv, one korban chatis for the shkita pachutz, and one korban chatis for halois for burning it pachutz. They're two separate averis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, shochat pifnim v'hela pachutz chayiv. Let's say you make a shechita inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you take the meat outside, the murim outside, and burn it outside. That's when you chayiv. What's going to be shochat pachutz? Let's say you take the korban outside first, and you make a shechita pachutz, and then v'hela pachutz, you also burn it outside. He holds potter. In such a case, you potter from chatis in a chayiv korban. Shleihela pachutz el davar posel. You only brought outside something that's already posel. And never have a shas hakosher. There's no issa aloyes chutz. So Omru lo, he said back to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if so, af hashochet bifnim, even if you made the shechit inside the Beis HaMikdash, or ma'ala b'chutz, and you take the meat outside, still kivon shetziv. As soon as you take the meat, the emurim outside the Beis HaMikdash is psalay. It has a psul yotze. So when you go to burn it, also it's posel already. So what's the difference whether the shechit was done outside or the shechit was done inside? In both cases, the Allah is pachutz, you should be chayiv. So that's the chachom mishita, that you chayiv in both cases. So in other words, the machlekes is like this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Avad agrees that when you take the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash and you shecht it there, Avad yichayiv hashchita. For shchita chutz, he's moed yichayiv. Just he holds it later when you burn it outside, you put around the Allah. He holds when yichayiv Allah for burning it pachutz, that's only if the korban once had a shasa kosher. It was once fit to be burnt inside. Meaning to say, if you first made a shechitas penim, you made a shechita inside, so at that time it was like roi to have the meat burned in the right place inside. Now if you burn it outside, that's when you chayiv. So therefore he also agrees, if you take the meat outside, even though there's a psul yotzei on it, so what? But the ma'aseh, before you took it outside and had a shas hakosher, there was a time that it should have been able to be burnt. Ma'aseh, if you make the whole shechita outside, so there's never a time that was fit to be burnt inside, therefore yield is a ptur on halois chutz. But avad on shchitas chutz, they both agree. You'll be chay if any shchita on a korban being done outside. The only machlokes is on the halor by burning the emurim outside. Mishneh Beis, tomei she'ochel. A person that's tomei, if he eats from the bosser of kochim, bein kodesh tomei, or bein kodesh tor, doesn't make enough meaning whether the korban, the meat was already tamei, or whether the meat was tor, still chayiv. If he does it b'mezid, he's chayiv koris. But the pasuk says, "V'ha nefesh ashtar toicha bos mizbeh mizev v'chashtom ashal Hashem to masalov v'nichas nefesh im yameo." If he does it b'shegeg, he's chayiv a korban elu b'yerid. So kids, if the person is tamei, whether he's yisrael or recurring, doesn't make enough meaning, and he eats from bosar of kochim, whether the bosar is tor or tamei, he's chayiv koris if he does it b'mezid. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, tamei shochel tor. If the person was tamei and eats not kochim that's tor chayiv, then he's chayiv koris for that. But v'tamei shochel tamei, if the meat was tamei anyway, and now he went ahead and ate it when he's tamei, it's potter he holds. Why? Shlei ochel al odava tamei. He only ate something that's tamei. That's not the lot. Not the chayiv koris of the Torah. He's only over a lav, like it says in the pasuk, "Via bos v'shiiga b'chotam elo yoyochel." There's a lav not to eat from it. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. One of the achiv chorus, only if a person's tamei eats bos kochim, that's tor. On this Omru loy, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, "No, Omru loy af tamei shachot tor. Even if the person was tamei and he goes to eat bos that's tor, still kevan shenogaboy. As soon as the person touches the meat." Timohu, he's metame the meat. So anyway, by the time he eats it, it's tamei. So you agree, you chayiv koris. So what should be the difference? If the meat was tamei from before, also you should be chayiv tamei. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes says it basically really only argues when the kochim became tamei first, and then the person became tamei. See, all zakhyeder of ein yisa chalalisa. Like as soon as the kochim became tamei, it was chalalav for this person not to eat from this bosa. So then when he becomes tamei, he owes Einis Achalalisa, therefore he's not Chayiv Koros. Then Echnami, if the person became tamei first, and the bosa was still tor, and now when the person goes to eat from this bosa of Kochim, even though when he touches it, he's metamer at first, But since he was Tomei first, therefore the Chiyuv Koros was Chal upon him first. Therefore, when he eats it, he's Chiyuv Koros. The other Mishnah says, V'tor, if the person is Tor, Shocha Tomei is Bosa, that's Tomei, so Potter, he's Potter from the Chiyuv Koros, a Potter from the Korban. Shein Chiyuv El Atumas Aguf. When does the Pasuk say Chiyuv Koros or a Korban? That's only when the person has a Tumas Aguf, when his Guf is Tomei, and then he eats the Kotchim. But if he's Tor, just the Bosser is Tomei, then there's no Alocha of Koris, it's only a Lav. Mishnah Gimel. Choyme b'shchita mebaliya uvali mebishchita. There are certain chumris in Shchute Chutz, and taking a korban shechting it outside, over the Alocha of Allah, just burning it outside. And the opposite way, uvali mebishchita, there are certain chumris of burning the kotchim bachutz outside the basement, outside the right place, then making a shchita bachutz. What are these things? Choyme bashchita, it's more chomer about the shchita, shashoychet lehedyit chayif. If you shechet lehedyit, you chayif. Meaning, even though this is a korban, but either you forgot about it, or even so, yoni shechting it, let's serve a person, like you want to have in mind to eat from this meat, and you're not doing it l'shem Hashem, l'shem a korban. So in such a case, still Yechayiv, we do b'meizit chorus, and b'shoigit Yechayiv chatis. Mashenken v'yamanu lehed yit potter. The person takes the boss of kotchim, and he brings it outside bachutz, and he burns it outside. Stam lehed yit means lechabdoi, to give honor to a person, and not l'shem a korban, then lochris potter mechatis. And the moral dashen is from Sukkim, that it says, dam yichosh of lish, means afilu ashoichit l'ish, is chayiv. Mashenkin by law it says Lasa Soysa Lashem. So there we darshan in Chayiv Kev Shaleil Bachutz at Yechavim Bo Lashem Yoni Chayiv Yav Kavono to burn it L'Shem Hashem. So that's a Chumra of Shchita over Ha'aliyah. Now Chayim of Aliyah, what's a more Chumra about the burning Kotchim Bachutz? That Shnayim Shoch So V'Sakim. If two people took a hold of the knife the shochetu, and they shechted this korban bachutz, the shechita pturim, that both of them, they're potter from korus or from chatis. Mashenken ochazu be'ever, let's say two of them together grabbed hold of a piece of meat, va'alu, and they together brought it outside and burnt it outside, chayovim, they're both chayiv. Again, we dashing this from posik, li'yishahu, z'mashm li'ish, v'lo echov l'lishnayim, by shechita it says ish, mashm one and a two, and by halo it says ish, ashayala, that we darshan ish, as the rabbis even shnayim. Says the chumra of halo over shchita, that by law of two of them do it together, burn it together, the chayiv, but by shchita shnayim is potter. What's going to be now? Hela v'choza v'hela v'choza v'hela, chayiv akol aliyah v'aliyah. Let's say like b'shegeg, he takes some of this meat of this kotchim, brings it outside, and he burns it. And then he knows that he made a mistake and did a chet. And then he forgot himself again. He took out some more meat and burned some more meat. Even though it's from the same korban, they could be chayiv akol aliyah v'aliyah. Again, providing that in between each time you had a yediyah. You remember that you did the chet. So later you forgot again and you did it over again. It's like a new ma'isaveri. You be chayiv a korban and a second korban. On each aliyah v'aliyah, you chayiv a separate korban. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein chayiv elo achas. No yoni chayiv for one time, no matter how many times you burn from the same korban outside, yoni chayiv one time. V'ein chayiv atchiyal l'rosh ha-mizbeach. Secondly, also yoni chayiv, if you do it b'chutz, but it has to be a mizbeach. Like without the pasuk says, by noach v'even noach mizbeach l'ashem. So even outside chutz, halah is only called a gavi mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. If you just burn it on the floor outside, you'd be potter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, afilu hel ala sela. Even if you just burn it on top of a stone, or yaleven, a rock, it doesn't make enough kmina, still chayiv falo ischutz. It doesn't have to be on a mizbeach, even on a sela, or an even, also you'll be chayiv. Then the Gemara dashing this from Sukkim, how we know even for these, yechayiv. Yeah, now Mishnah Dalet. Echad kotchim kisherim, v'yechad kotchim sulim, whether the korban is kosher, or whether the korban was ready posel. Now, psulim means shoyi psulim bakodesh, that the psul first took place in the base of Mikdash itself, like the Moshe the Shchitas we had before, Shlalei Shmon, with a Psal Machshava, that those halachas, Shemola al Mizbech, the halacha was Loi Yerdu, you don't have to take them down. So such kodshim, now the Krivu Machutz, if you bring them outside, means so you makrev them out, you burn them outside, so chayiv, on these things, the mezi the chayiv koros, b'shoykeh the chayiv koros, b'shoykeh the chayiv chattis. Since these things are considered miskabel b'fenim, since it once had a shasa kosher, so therefore now if you burn it outside, you're over the yisa haloyes chutz. Now hamala kezayis min oilo. If you burn outside even the kezayis from a korban oilo, or also min hemurim, or else the kezayis from any yemurim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbech v'chutz yischayiv, that's the shear. Even if you only take one kezayis of the meat or the fat that was supposed to be burnt on the mizbech, and now you burn it outside, b'chutz, the lachem is yechayiv koros or yechayiv a korban b'shoigig. Now hakoymitz v'halavoyna. Let's say someone takes the kemitza from a mincha, the handful from a mincha, or else v'halavoyna. Also from a minchas nadov, you take the lavoyna, or else v'yakteris, that you mark through every day in the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be a pras in the morning and a pras ben arbayim. Or minchas kanim, or else you take the mincha of a kohen, where balochar is by a kohen, when he brings a mincha, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. The kids were talking about something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Or else the minchas kohen hamashiach, the mincha that the kohen Godel brings, the minchas chavitin that he brings every day, twice a day. Or else the minchas nesachim, whenever you bring a korban, you have to bring a nesachim, the mincha with it. Any one of these, Shehikrav Meyechon Miam Kezayis Bachutz, if you took a Kezayis from one of these things and burnt them outside, Chayiv, Yechayiv Karis for this. Rebeleza Poiter. Rebeleza holds no Yepoto. Achiakrav Eskula, he holds Yoni Chayiv if you burn the whole thing Bachutz. But just for a Kezayis, he holds Yepoto. It has to be the whole Kaimitz, the whole Levoinos, the whole Keteris, the whole Mincha you have to burn. Just like Bifnim, the mitzvah is to burn the whole thing. Huadini yols bachutz. If you do it outside, yoni chayv. If you burn the whole thing. Now v'chulan shekrivim bifnim. Let's say you are makriv what you're supposed to inside the Beis HaMikdash. But v'shayibem kezayis, left over one kezayis you did not burn in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chrivim bachutz and his last kezayis you burn outside chayv. But even according to Rabbi Lezer, he also agreed you chayv for this. Because since that's the only thing left to be burnt, and now you're burning it outside, that's choshev, that you be chayiv. V'chulam with all of these things, shechosru kolshein, if any of them is missing something, shechosru means it was missing some, before you started to burn it, like it got lost, or it got burnt someplace else, part of the kaim, it's part of the levoina, v'ekrivim b'chutz, and left over of it you burn outside, is potah, then you potah. Since it's not fit now to bring a kedas inside, because you already never you lost part of it, so if you do it bachutz, also you potter. Mishnehei, ha-makriv kodeshim v'yemurim bachutz. If somebody burns kodeshim outside the azara with the emurim, so locher is chayiv. For burning the emurim bachutz, you chayiv. What's going to be mincha shlonik mitzah? Let's say you have a mincha that the kohen did not take the kemitza. We know after you have the sarin of the flour and the shemen, then the kohen has to take a handful, the kemitza. So you have a mincha, the flour, but you did not take a kemitza yet. The griva b'chutz, and somebody took it and burned it outside. So potter, he's potter for alois chutz, because since this is not roy to be burnt in the penim yet, you're potter b'chutz. What's going to be kumtza? Let's say the kohen now made a kemitza. For choza kumtza l'seichoi, and after the kohen made a kemitza, this kemitza's handful fell back into the mincha, and the griva b'chutz, now you burn the whole thing outside, it's chayiv, for that you be chayiv alois chutz, because once you made the kemitza, it's called fit to be burnt inside on the mizbeach. Now that you're burning it outside, it's called alois chutz, for that you'd be chayiv. Mishnevov, ha-koimetz v'halavoyno shikriv es echod mihem b'chutz. When you have the minchas nedova, the minchas nedova, you also have to have with the mincha a levoina and the kaimitz. There are two things that matter a regular mincha, by burning the kemitza and also by burning the levoina that you put on top of the mincha. So what's going to be now? You just took one of them and burnt it bachutz outside. Slocher is yichayiv, even though you need both of them to be matter the mincha, the shirayim, but either one by itself yichayiv bachutz. Rabbi Eleza Poitav Lezol's no Yipotah. It's only called the Chatzi Matir. You're not chai for burning only one of them outside. Shiyakrav is Hasheni. You only chai when you burn both of them outside. But just for burning one outside, you'd be potter. Echad bifnim v'echad bachutz. Let's say first you burn one of them on the Mizbeach. You burn the kmitz on the Mizbeach. And then now the lavern you do outside is chayiv, even according to Rabbi Eleza, because that's all that's supposed to be burnt, just this one more. And you did it outside, that's called cool. The whole thing, like the end of it was burnt outside, you'd be chayiv. What's going to be now? Shnei bezich lavoina. We know in every Shabbos, the lechem aponim, that there was two bezichim, two cups full of lavoina put on top of the shulchan, and every Shabbos you take off and you'd burn it. So that's what's matter, the lechem aponim to eat. To be eaten is the bezich levoina. So what's going to be shikri v'sechem nemachutz? You burnt one of them outside. So locher is chayiv. Tanakamol, even though it's a chatzim matir, but still yichayiv is not worse than burning a kazayis outside. However, Rabbi Eleza poitin no yipotah at shiyakav es hasheni. You only chayiv if you burn both cups of levoina outside. But one by itself is a chatzim matir yipotah. What's going to be echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz? One bezichim you burnt inside and one you burnt outside, chayiv, even according to Rav Lezer, you be chayiv. That's the only one left. You burnt that bachutz, you be chayiv. Another Mishnah says, Hazorik, miktsas dam bachutz. If you burn part of the blood, if you make a zrika part of the dam outside, chayiv, even though you still have some dam left over, if you have dam of a korban and you make a zrika bachutz, for zrika's chutz also, you chayiv chorus, you chayiv a korban. So if any amount of dam you make is weak, b'chutz yichayiv. This halach, even Rabbi Eleza would also agree. Because the ma'isa, any little bit of a zrika that you make, we owe by the kabonis achitzoin, and zdech achitzoin, any little dam that reached the mizbeach, you have your kapora. So but the evad, any little dam is the whole kapora, the whole zrika. Therefore, if you do one zrika b'chutz, you be chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eleza says like this, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Af ha-manasech mei-chag, be-chag b'chutz is chayiv. On Sukkis, we know there's a special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim to pour the water on the Mizbeach. So someone takes this water that was prepared to put on the Mizbeach, and instead there you do it b'chutz, outside the Mizbeach, you also be chayiv mitzvah for this. Rabbi Nechem Yoimer, shiori hadom, shegrivim b'chutz chayiv. After you made this rikas adam, the leftover dam that's supposed to go on the Yisrael HaMizbeach, if somebody would bring it outside Bachutz, you'd be chayim for this also. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'amoylike Soif Bifnim, if a kohen makes the malika on an oif, oila soif, achata soif Bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, where he's supposed to, and then Ve'ela Bachutz, then he takes it outside and burns it outside. Tzloch Rizchayim, and this also Rizchayim, Mishum Alois Chutz. Just like by Behemoth, there's an Issa Alois Chutz, within by Noif also, there's a Chiv Koras for Alois Chutz. What's going to be Molak Bachutz, Ve'ela Bachutz Potter? Let's say the Malika was done outside and then he burned it outside. So then you Potter, because you need a Shchitas Kodshim Mi'chutz La'Azorah. Now, since it's being done outside, there the matter outside is called a Shchita. So you only be Chai for Shchita on a Noif Bachutz, not on a Malika Bachutz. Therefore, it's called nothing Bachutz. Therefore, you Potter. What's going to be Hashrechet Esoif Befnim? Let's say you have an oif, a korban an oif, and you make a shchit inside the azara, and then vehela bachutz is also potter, because inside the azara the avoider is a malik and not a shchit. A shchit is like nothing; it's like an avela on this oif negate hilchos korban. Therefore, even though you burn a bachutz, you potter. But what's so far? The only time we had yichayiv is if you make a malika bifnim, and then you take it outside and burn it outside. Since that was supposed to be burnt inside, now by burning it outside, yichayiv. Another case that Yechayiv is, what's going to be Shochat Bachutz? You took this Olas Oif, and you took it outside the Azor, outside the Beis HaMikdash. And outside the Beis HaMikdash, you made a Shchitas Chutz on the Oif. And also the Hela Bachutz, you burnt it outside. In this case, Yechayiv, because that's the way it's done outside. Outside is a Shchita. Therefore, Yechayiv both on the Shchita and on the Halo. Nimsa comes out that Derech HaShem Rabbi Mifnim Peturim Bachutz. The way you're supposed to do it inside means through a malika. If that was done outside, you'd be potter. And derech hechsher b'chutz means a shchita of a knife is always a matter outside the Beis HaMikdash. Peturim b'fnim, if you make a shchita on an oilas oif inside, you're also potter. Zekitzi Yoni Chayv, even if you made a Malika Bifnim, and then you made Halor Bachutz, or else if you made a Shchitas Bachutz, also you'd be Chayv, and who are then on the Halor, then you'd also be Chayv. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shechayovim Olav Bachutz, anytime you Chayv Bachutz, Chayovim Al Kyoitze Boy Bifnim, Sheheleh Bachutz, the same thing if you did it inside, and you brought it outside, you'd also be Chayv Bachutz. Chutz, excluding Mina Shechet Pifnim, Ulmala Bachutz, if you take a knife and you shecht it Pifnim, and then you burn it outside, he's also masking Yepoto. So the Gemara comes out really, what is Rabbi Shimon arguing on a Tanakhama? Pailocha ben Oif, he doesn't argue, he also agrees, if you make a Shechitus Pifnim, and then you make a Lois Bachutz Yepoto. So the Gemara comes out, Rabbi Shimon argues really in the case of a Shechita by Behema, that he holds in a case, if you shecht the behema balayla bifnim, and then you hella bachutz, that you potter. That since you make a shechita balayla, it's not royal bifnim, so with the machutz also you'll be potter. But what's going to be shecht the balayla? Let's say you shecht at nighttime bachutz outside the Azorah, and you burn it outside, then you'll be chayiv. That's what the Tanakhama means to say. And on this now, Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Shimon argues to say that kol shechiyov molo bachutz, it's chavak yotze b'befnim, meaning to say, if you shecht it balayla, even b'fnim, also yichayiv. That's what Rabbi Shimon argues on. Just like if you shecht the korban b'chutz balayla, you agree yichayiv, who then he holds, if you shecht it balayla inside, and then you take it and burn it outside, also you be chayiv for that. That's what Rabbi Shimon is coming to argue on. But not by the loch of an oif. The loch of oif, Hitaka agrees. Now, Mishneh Ches. Ha'achat is Shekivu Doma B'Kois Echot. You have a Korban Chatis that the Kohen made a Kabbalah, all the dam was in one Kois. And we'll see soon, we're talking about now a Chatis HaPnim, we're talking about now. And the Locher is Nosan Bachutz. Let's say first you took some of this dam and made his Rikas Chutz outside the Azorah. Then V'Chozav Nosan B'Pnim. Then you went and you made his Rik inside the Pnim where you're supposed to. So in this case, first Yechayif was Rikas Chutz. The dam at that time was fit to be brought lefnim. So yichayif is rikas chutz. What's going to be the opposite way? First befnim. First you made this rikas on mizbech hapnim the way you're supposed to. V'choz of nosam chutz. Then you took it outside the azor and made this rikas there. So chayif also yichayif is rikas chutz. And the Mishnah says why? Shekula roy love befnim. Because all of this dam was fit to be used in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara comes out. The Mishnah is going according to Nechem Yeshita. That by again a chatas hapnim, he owes even the shirayim. After you make this rika on the mizbech hapnim, you have to take the leftover dam and spill it on the mizbech hachitzayim. That's also likuve. If you don't do it, you don't have your kapara. So, if you do that last rika, the shirayim, bachutz outside the azara, it was called dam that was fit to be brought inside. Therefore, you be chayif bachutz. In other words, the chlav is the chiddush here. And not only a chayiv koras for shchute chutz, if you take an animal or korban and shecht it outside, not only for aloyis chutz for burning it outside, but who are din now for zrik and gemar dashin from sukkim, that for zrikas chutz also you be chayiv koras. So Mishnah is saying any dam that's fit to be brought inside as likuva, if you do it outside, you chayiv. What's going to be kibul dama bishnei kois? Let's say they made a kabbalah in two different cups. Two different klisharuses, the mekabel the dam from this chatas apnim. Now, nosan shneim bifnim potter. If you use both of them and put both of them bifnim, you potter. The chur, you don't need this chur, it's pshita, you didn't do anything wrong. Shneim bachutz chayiv, if you make a zrika from both kaises, bachutz v'azor, you chayiv. Because from both cups, it's roy to be brought lefnim. Therefore, for both cups, yichayiv. It depends if you had no yidi in between, you're nechayiv. One chatas b'shoigei. If you had a yidi in between, then you forgot, you be chayiv. Two chatois. What's going to be echad b'fnim, v'yechud b'chutz? First, you made this rikas p'nim. And then with the second cup, you made this rikas chutz. Then you be potter. Because since you made this rikas ha'pnim with the first cup, so you're ready yotze yichayiv zrika. And the shrine of that cup has the din to be put on the mizbech hachitzayin. Mashenka, in the second cup, you potter, because since you made this rika from the first kais, the second kais is like nitche, pushed away. It's not supposed to be put on the mizbech. Therefore, there's no issur zrikas chutz on that dam. What's going to be echad bachutz? You took the first kois and you spilled the dam bachutz for yechad bifnim, and then you made a zrika with the second kois. So chayiv ala chitzayin. So you chayiv koris for the first zrika you did bachutz for yapnim mechaper, but the second zrika you did with the second kois, that's mechaper, as the korban is still kosher. Shas lemaisa, you chayiv koris for the zrika schutz of the first kois. Now the Mishnah explains lema davadim. What is this like? Lema frish chatos of yovda. Someone had a chiv to bring a korban chatos, and he set aside one, and then he lost it. He lost his chatos. Vifrish acheres tachten. He separated a second one instead of it. And then vifrish acheres tachteho. So you set aside a second korban instead of the first one, and you bring the second. And then viyachakach nimsis harishayno vareishteim imdois. Now you found the first korban, you have both of them standing in front of you. So you have two bikits or two chatzos, and you only have to bring one of the two. Slach is like this. Shochat shtein b'fnim potter. Vishach both of them b'fnim yipotter. And the chur is pshit like yipotter. Since you didn't do anything b'chutz, avad yipotter for shchut echutz. So the chur is potter, is posh, it's like extra. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. What's going to be though, the chiddush is now shochat shteyim b'chutz. Let's say you shech both of them outside, so chayiv, you chayiv on both of them, because the shah shchita, each one was roy to be brought lefnim. For when you shechted the first one, avadada was roy to be brought lefnim. When you shechted b'chutz, that one became posel. Then the second one is roy to be brought lefnim, so you chayiv for the second one. What's going to be achas b'fnim? First you brought one chatas inside, and the yachas b'chutz, then you brought the second chatas. B'chutz is also potter, because once you brought the first chatas, you're ready yotzi yechayv chatas, and therefore the second one is not a korban chatas anymore. It's not roy to be brought lefnim anymore. So therefore, if you shecht it b'chutz, you're potter. What's going to be though achas b'chutz? First you shecht one outside for yachas b'fnim, and then you shecht the second chatas inside. Then the locher is chayiv ala chitzayna. You take a chayiv on the chitzayna, because that first one at the time when you brought it, it was roy to be brought to Fnim. Then we have Fnim mis mechaperet, and the second one you brought, that's like a mechaper, that's like a kosher korban. Na kishem shadom apoyter es besaro, kachu poyter es besar chaverto. Now this last part is talking about a case where you have these two chatois, and you shechted both of them, and you have both kabbalah sadam. Now it says shadom apoyter es besaro, the first one you make is rika sadam on, like that dam is materit. It's matter the bosa bachilo. Now there's no more similar on the bosa, and the kanam allowed eat the bosa. So, but now that you have one korban, the second one is like a chatesh and a chatu baleo, that's lemis ozlo. Therefore, kachu pretus pesacha verto, it patas the second one, there's no more isamila upon the second one. Since the second one is not fit anymore to be brought for korban, it's a loch of a chatesh meso, that the loch is, there's no more isamila on it. Mila is only if the korban is omid to be brought l'Hashem, but now that it's not omid to be brought l'Hashem anymore, there's no murisa mila. So that's what it means, that the first zrika sadam, it patas the first bosa bachilo, and the second one it takes off the yisa mila from it, even though l'maisa it's the chatas hamesa, you're supposed to burn it, let it die. Now after perek yud dalet, mishnalef, poras chatas means a poraduma. But the Pasuk calls it Chatasis, and Mishnah calls it Poras Chatis. She sorfa chutz megito. If you burned it, not in its right place. Chutz megit, like its own place, where it's set aside, it was supposed to be burnt. Let's doim it to a gas, a place you make the wine, you make the oil. So you burnt, and usually the paradum is supposed to be burnt in a certain place. And then you gather together the ashes, and you make the mechatas with it. So let's say you burnt it in the wrong place. V'chein the same thing, soy hamishtalech. On Yom Kippur, the soy that goes out Lazozel, Sheik Rivoy Bachutz. Let's say you brought it Bachutz. Means after the coin was his father-in-law, then he shechted it Bachutz. Zloch in these two cases is he's potter. He's potter from a shchutif on a krovas chutz. Shinem the Pasuk says, V'yal Pesach ho'yumoyed lo heviyoy. Meaning to say that you're only chayiv if you were supposed to bring it inside the Azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, kol sheinu roy lovoy a pesach hoy moed, anything that's not fit, that it's avoided, was not supposed to be done in the Beis Hamikdash, like a paraduma, and like the Yisroel Meshtaleach, and Chayov Malov, you're not chayv if you do it Pachutz. So these two things, even though you do a Shchut Echutz, the avoidance Pachutz, from its right Mokom, still you're not chayv Choris for the avoidance Pachutz. You only chayv Choris in a case where you're supposed to be done Bifnim, and now you do it Pachutz from its Mokom. Mishneh Beis. Haroiva v'hanirva v'hamukta v'hanevat. Haroiva means a par that was revei, and he shall live with a lady. V'hanirva means a par, a cow, that a man lived with her. So these animals are possible to be brought for korban. Rels v'hamukta means they were set aside to be worshipped for avodah zarah. Rels v'hanevat that they actually worshipped it l'shem avodah zarah. For esnan, that's a behemoth that was given a present to a zayna to have znus, via mechir, or behemoth that was sold instead of a dog. So the mechir of a kelev, that's also to be brought for a korban, via kalayim, or an animal that was bought from a match of kalayim, there's mitayish v'rochel that gave birth, via treifa, an animal that's a treifa, or else via yitzei doifin, an animal that came out of the side, not the normal birth. Also, that animals possible for korban, shekriv and bachutz, any one of these animals, even though you are makdish it, and then somebody made that krov with the shechita and the halah bachutz, is potter. Again, the same svarish. Never the pasuk says lefnei mishkan Hashem, it has to be brought something that should be brought inside. Meaning to say, kol sheinu roi lefnei mishkan Hashem inchayov malov, anything that's not fit to be brought for korban inside, you're not chayv if you bring it bachutz. So these animals are not fit to be brought for korban inside. So pshit, if you bring it outside, you're potter. Balei mumin, if let's say you have an animal that has a mum on it, bein balei mumin kavuim, whether it will always be there. Bein balei mumin oivrin, if there are baal mumin that will pass by, that maybe it will be in the srapa, or get healed up later. But I'll call upon him right now, it's not fit to be brought, cause him on it didn't heal up. So shegrivim bachutz, if you makrev it outside, also potter. Since it's not fit to be brought inside, Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon says depends. Bali mumim kavuin potter. Sure, if the animal has a bal mum, the lowi stay there, can't heal up, then your potter. It's never fit to be brought lefanim. But if Shimon holds bali mumim oivrin, a bal mum that will be healed up, is oivrin b'lei sasei. Now, if you makrif it bachutz, you're over alav in a chanami chorus, not, but you're over alav, especially post the kiddushin that is alav. What's going to be Torim Shlegiyaz Manim? A Tor, a Doiv, that could only be brought after it's 13 months old. So let's say you bring it before it's 13 months old. But also B'nayin, a pigeon, it can only be brought the first year. Shavuz Manim, it's over a year old already. Shegrivim Bachutz, now you makrev Bachutz. Again, Potter, since it's not fit to be brought Lefnim, if you do it Bachutz, you Potter, you're not Chayiv Chorus. Not Chayiv Elav either. Rabbi Shimon says, B'nayin, Shavuz Manim, Potter, true. If they're pigeons that are too old, so they're not fit anymore at all, then you put on Shchut Echutz. But the Torin, Shlagi is man, let's say you have a dove, just is too young, but lemis in a few months will be fit to be brought for korban. So again, he owes them, Beloisa say, you're not over chorus, but alav there is anything, even though it's not fit now. But since there will come a time that it will be fit, according to Rabbi Shimon, he dashes a posik, you're over alav. What's going to be Oisoi v'yes benoi? Let's say they brought the mother, shechted the mother today. Now the son is not fit to have a shechita today, and let's say it's a korban. Or else, a mechusas man, a korban, it's not 8 days old yet. So potter, be shechted bachutz, since it's not brought to be brought to fnim, you potter. Again, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, hareze b'loisase, Rabbi Shimon knows not a loisase. Anything though, even though it's not fit right now, but since there will be a time that it will be fit, he holds your over lav. So Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol shu roi lovel yachas man. Any type of a korban, even though it's not fit now, but it will be fit to be brought later. Harei ze beloisa say you over lav, but v'yein by chorus, that much he agrees is no chiv chorus. But a lav, he has extra posse to say there's a lav. V'chachomarim nechom say, argument say no. Kol shein by chorus, any time the korban is now, right now, not fit to be brought lefanim, there's no chiv chorus, so what did ain by beloisa say? There's no lav either. So if you shecht any one of these kabbonis in the Mishnah Bachutz, according to Chum Yepota from Alav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, if it will be fit later, so right now, Yechayiv Olei Sasei. Now Mishnah Gimel. Mechusas man, if the animal is not old enough, that we had before, if you take an animal that's not roi to be makrev it inside, so if you do it outside, you potter. So as me mechusas man, it's missing time. Bein begufa, where the animal itself is not old enough, it's not 7 days old yet. Or else, bein bebolov, but that means the animal, the owner, is the giyas man to be makrev it, like we'll soon see. What's called something's wrong with the owner of the animal itself? It could be, let's say, the owner of the animal, the owner of the korban, was hazov, or else v'hazova v'yoledis, u'mitzayra, she'gruvu chatosam v'yashamim b'chutz p'turim. Let's say they bring their chatos before they're supposed to. A zav is tamer for at least. He has to wait zayniki, and he has to wait 7 days. So if he brings his korban before the seventh day, he's not fit to bring it. So therefore, if you bring the chatas then, a korban chatas that was set aside for zav or zava, or you led the sumitzari before they're fit to bring it, so you bring a bachutz yipotter, it's called a mechusas man, the bailim, the owner, is not royal to bring his korban yet. Or l'seyim v'shalmeyim, bachutz chayovim, or someone brings the korban oilo, or the korban shlomim, that's fit to be brought right away. Therefore, if someone brings it outside, yichayiv, because since they're brought, even teres nedova, so therefore, it's not called a mechusas zman, therefore, bachutz yibichayiv. Now, hamala mibsar chatos, let's say they burn from the meat of the korban chatis, or else mibsar oshim, the korban oshim, mibsar kochim kadoshim, mibsar kochim kalim, from the boss of kochim kalim, or moisar oimer, from the leftover of the korban amincha, or the minchas oimer, or shtelechem, if you burn anything from the leftover of the shtelechem, for lechem aponim, you'll burn the leftover of the lechem, from the 12 lechem aponim, ushiyar minochis, if you burn anything outside, the leftover of the mnochis, all these things are not supposed to be burnt, or else hayyotzik, or else you make yitzika outside the Beis HaMikdash. Hayyotzik means you pour the shemen into the mincha, or else haboilo, you mix up the shemen and the flour together. Hapoises, you chop, after you bake it together, you chop it up into pieces, or hamaleach, you take the kemitza of a mincha outside, or the boss of a korban, and you salt it outside. Hamenef, you make a tenufa, you pick up the mincha outside. Or else hamagish, you bring it closer towards the mizbeach outside. Hamasadir es hashulchan, you set up the shulchan with lechem upon him outside. Or else v'yameitiv es haneris, if somebody fixes up the neiris outside. V'yakoymitz, v'yamakabel damen bachutz, or else somebody makes a kemitza of a mincha outside bachutz. Or else you makabel dam of kochim outside, is potter. And all these avoidis yipota. You're only chayiv if you mala the emurim, things that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If you take them outside and burn them outside, yichayiv. But as Mishnah start off, amala bibosa chatis. Since the meat of the chatis itself is not supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten. So if you take it outside and burn it, yipota. You're only chayiv for shutechutz of halois chutz, for burning a bachutz, only something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. And instead of burning it on the mizbeach, you burn it outside, for that yichayiv. But over here, these things are not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so if you do it b'chutz, still you potter. Ein chayovim olav loy mishum zor asuadin, if a zar, not a kohen, does any one of these avoidis, loy mishum tuma, not if the person's doing it is tamei, loy mishum chusa begodim, you're not chayiv misa if you do these avoidis. On other avoidis, a zar is chayiv misa, but not on these are not called avoidis hatoma. Hu adin, you're not chayiv if you tamei, misa if you do these things. If a kohen does it without wearing his begodim, he's not chayiv for doing these avoidis. Let's say a kohen went in to do one of these avoidis without washing his hands or feet first, he's potter, he's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Because all these things are not called avoida, which is the gemara of the avoida. It's only a gemara avoida that we say azaras chayiv misa or tumo or mechusa begodim. But all these avoiders are not a gemar dover, therefore you're not chayiv. Mishnah Dalet. Ad shloi hukam ha-mishkan, before the mishkan was put up in the midbar, is mutaris, so ha-yiv ha-bomis mutaris. Anybody can bring a bomo, can make their own mizbeach-like, and makav kabonis, wherever you are. And what the other Mauritian did like this, ad Moshe Rabbeinu, it was mut to bring a bomis, the avoider of the who would do the avoida before the Mishkan? A Bechor would do the avoida. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shmois, Vayishlach, Esnar B'nai Yisrael, Vayalu Oilos, those are the Bechorim. But Mishukam HaMishkan, once they put up the Mishkan, Nesru HaBomis, then it was also to have a private Boma, a private Mizbeach, and we avoided the Kahanim, by avoiding what's right to the Kahanim. And Kod Shekadoshim, Nechom Lefnim, and Akloyim, Chattis, or Noshim, the Kohen could only eat from the meat, inside the Kloyim, inside the Azara. Kod Shem Kalim, Ashlomim, is Bechol Machni Yisrael. It could eat anywhere in Machni Yisrael. In the Midbar, the whole Machni Yisrael, you were mutter to eat Kod Shem Kalim. Mishnei, Boru La Gilgul, after Klaiyasa went over the yard in Yimei Yeshua, and when it came to Gilgul, then Hutra HaBomis, then it was mutter to have a Bomis, private Bomis. They put the Mishkan over there then, in Gilgul, and it was mutter then to have a Bomis. Kod Shem Kedoshim, Nechol Nufnim and Akloim, but they still had the Mishkan in Gilgul, so Kod Shem Kedoshim could only be inside the Azor of that Mishkan, and Kod Shem Kalim, Bechol Mokam, but Kod Shem Kalim, you're allowed to eat anywhere you wanted to, you're allowed to eat Kod Shem Kalim. Because there wasn't any Machna there, so you're allowed to eat it Bechol Mokam. Mishnah Vov, what's going to be later on, Boil the Shiloh, later when Klai Yisrael came into Shiloh, so then again they made up a Mishkan Shiloh. Then it was Nesru HaBomis, it was also for a person to bring a private carbon to bring his own, make his own Mizbeach like, his own Boma. Loi Hoyu Shom Tikra, but in the Mishkan of Shiloh there was no roof to the Mishkan over there. El Bayish Lavonim, it was walls made out of stone, Milamata on the bottom. And Berias Milmalon on top of the stones, they had curtains, that's the way they made it. But there was no roof to the Mishkan. Vihoisa Menucha, that's from the Pasuk when it says, Kiloi Bosa Madate La Menucha, Menucha means Shiloi. And over there by Mishkan Shiloi, Kodshe Kedoshim, Nechol Nufnim and Akloyim, because the Kahanim are only allowed to eat the Kodshe Kedoshim, the Bosa Vachata Sunoshim inside the Azor, inside the curtains of the Azorah, Kodshim Kalam Amaisa Shane, Bechol Haroya. Any place that where you are, you could see the Mishkan Shiloi, that's where it's Mutatit Kodshim Kalim. Or else, Maisa Sheni. In the Gemara Dashnis, when Pesukim says, Yishom Lecho Pentalo, Chomokam Asher Tira, Masha, as long as you can see the place, that's also called the Mokam that you can eat, the Kodshim Kalim, or Maisa Sheni. Mishne Zayin, then Bo, Lenoiv, Legivarin, then after Shefta Chorban of Mishkan Shiloi, when the Oren was taken away, Biara Plishtim, in the times of Eli Akoyin, so then it came back, and they brought it back into Ir Noiv, that's where they put the Mishkan up. And there it was for 13 years. So Bol and Noiv will give one, then after it was Chorav and Noiv, then they brought into Givoin. That was Bimei Shol HaMelech. So in this place of Noiv and Givoin, Hutra HaBomis, even though they had the Mishkan there, still it was Hutar for a Yochid to make his own private Boma. And therefore, Kod Shekadoshim, Nechol Nufnim and Akloyin. The Kod Shekadoshim could only eat inside the Azara, inside the Noiv and by Givoin. But Kod Shem Kalim, Bechol Eri Yisrael, any place that Yisrael used to live, you're allowed to eat from the Kod Shem Kalim. Mishnah Ches, Boil Yerushalayim, then later when Klai Yisrael came into Yerushalayim, by the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash, Bimei Shleim HaMelech, is Nesru HaBomis. Then it was also forever to build a Boma. Flo Yilem, Oid Het, there's no more Het, a Jew can never build a Boma. And Echlam Yigoy is allowed to. But not a Jew. A Jew is not allowed to build a Boma to bring a carbon on a Boma. V'hoysanachlon, it came into Yishlayim, that's Pshan the Posik, ki loy bosom adate ala mnucha vela nachlo, nachlo means the Beis HaMikdash. And there, Kod Shekadoshim, Nechol Nufnim and Akloyim, Kod Shekadoshim is a regular din to be inside the Azara, and Kod Shem Kalma Maise Shein Lufnim and Achayma. As long as you're inside the wall of Yishlayim, you're allowed to eat from Kod Shem Kalim and from Maise Shein. Mishnah Tes, Kol HaKodishim, any korban, Shegdishim B'Shas Yisra HaBomis. Let's say you makdish it at a time when it was also to have a Boma. The Ekrivon, and they brought it though, B'Shas Yisra HaBomis, the time when it was also to have Bomis, Bachutz outside, is there Elu B'Essev, Loisasev, Chiyov Malov Koros. That's the Ik Yisr of the Shchutei Chutz, of these Halos Chutz. If you makdish it B'Zman Yisra HaBomis, and you makrib it outside B'Zman Yisra HaBomis, that's when Yechayev and Essay, Yeloisasay, and Yechayev Karas. What's going to be though? Hegedishim v'shaset rabomis. Let's say when you were first Maktish Korbin, it was Bizman a time when you allowed to make a Boma. But you didn't get around to bring it, the grievin v'shasis abomis. By the time you brought it first, at that time already was also to have the bama. So in such a case, Hareya Lubiyesev Loisasei, V'en Chayov Malayim Koros, you're over in Nisra Asay, Loisasei, now that there's Nisra Abomis, you're not allowed to bring it now, but Akoponim may not Chayav Koros, since Peshas Hegdish, it was mutter to bring an Abomah. What's going to be the opposite way? Hegdishim Peshas Is Abomis, time you Makdish was Zman was also to have Abomah, but V'grivom Peshas Het Abomis, when you brought it, it was a Heter Abomis, and Locheris Hareya Lubiyesei, V'en Bambalais Asay, there's only an Isra Asay, there's not even a Lav. Since at the time now when you bring Makrivit, there's a Heter Abomis, so there's no Lav, there's only an Isra Asay at the time when you're Makdish it, like the essay then was to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So to bring it outside in Abomo, you'd be over Bimbatel the Isra Asay, but not even a Lav. Now the last Mishnah Yud, Elu, Kadoshim, Kraven Bamishkan. These are the Kabbonis that you're allowed to bring in the Mishkan, Rashi is going to be Gilgul, Ebenoib, Ebegivoyim. That even at that time was Hutter Habomis, still certain Kabbonis you're allowed to bring and certain not. Say Elu Kadoshim Kraven Bamishkan, or else it means to say Bamishkan means in Beloib Aboma, cannot be brought in Aboma. Even though it's a Zman where it's Hutter Habomis, but a certain thing cannot be brought in Aboma. What are these things? Kodshim Shukdi Shula Mishkan, a Korban that was Maktish, you set aside for the Mishkan. You mark the shit for the Mishkan. So you cannot bring it outside in the Boma. Huadin, Kabonis, Atzibur, Kraven by Mishkan. Any Korban Atzibur has to be brought in the Mishkan. For Kabonis, Ayoch by Boma. But a private Korban, that could be brought in the Boma. Bisman Heter Abomis. Korbanis, Ayoch, Shukdushul, Mishkan. Let's say a regular Korban oil or a Shlomim of a Yochid. He was marked the shit Amanas to bring it in the Mishkan. So Lachar is Yikru by Mishkan, he has to bring it in the Mishkan. The Megrivim by Bom, let's say he brought it outside in the Bom, Potter is not over in Avera. Since Lamais it's a Zman Heter Abomis, even though when he was Makdish he said he wanted to do it for the Mishkan, but if he does it outside, still he's Potter. There's no Yisra Chutz, since it's really a Zman, and the Hekdish was done at a time when it was Het Mutter Abomis. Now the Mishnah says, Ma Ben Bomis Yochel Abomis Sibur, what's the difference between Abomis Yochid and Abomis Sibur? Abomah Gedolah means the Mizbech was in the Mishkan by Gilgul and Benoiv and Begivoin. So what's the difference? Semicha, that if you bring the Korban on the Abomah Gedolah, then you have to, the owner has to make Semicha on the Korban. Oshrit HaSofen is a mitzvah on the Kotch Kedoshim, the Shechtan, it's north side of the Azara. Omatin, Soviv, the Matonas, the Zwikas Adam, go Shnaim, Shemarba, Otnufa, you have to pick up. And the mincha and hagosh, you have to bring it towards the mizbeach. All these things are only nageya by a bamit zibor and not by a bamit yochid. And the more dashin is from sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mincha ba bama. By a bamit yochid, there's no mincha. You can't bring a mincha there. Even by a bamit gedola, they were not makir be mincha. The mincha pasuk says, "Lamana sheyaviu b'nei sosuk zayim asherim zayuchim apnei asoda." So a dash known as Zevach, a korban could be brought in a boma, but not a mincha. A mincha is only brought on the mizbeach in the mishkan, not on a boma gedola outside, and not for sure not on a boma katana. The chiyin of big day shoros the kli shoros for yechni choyach or mechitza b'domer rechot shadam v'glayim. That the Mishnah goes on to explain that these are things that are noyig in a boma gedola, and they're not noyig in a boma katana. So again, kihun means dinin of to use dafka koyin and not to use a zar. A koyin was only used in a bama gedola and a bama katana. You don't need dafka, need a zar. Anybody could do it. Well, then big day sharas to use a special big day kuna. It was only said by a bama gedola, not by a bama katana. Okli sharas also pasuk says sheshosha ben bakodesh only in a bama gedola, not by a bama katana. Vareach nichuat nichoyach. That it's also lahalis la mizbeach evorim shatzolam tchila chutz marocham. That you can't burn on the mizbeach things that were burnt already someplace else. That's only on the mizbeach itself. But on Bamis Yochid, there's no inyan that the reich nechayach, the smoke has to go up the Shem Hashem. O mechitza badamim. That there's a chut hasikru around the mizbeach. That certain damim went on top, certain damim went on the bottom. That we did not have in a bama katana, only in a bama gedola. Hu adinu rechot shadayim v'raglayim. That when they went through the avoid in the bamis yochid, you don't have to wash hands and feet first. Avol hazman, but the zmanim of the korban, how long will I eat it? That's nogeya even by a bamis katana. That becomes nicer, becomes pigle. If you leave the meat overnight, leave it over Zaman, it becomes Noisa. You have to burn it. Or else if you're Tomei, so it's possible to eat it. And Shavim Bezevzeh, these last three psulim about the Zaman, the Noisa, and the Tomei, that Shava, both by Bom Gedola, both by Bom Gitano, you have these halachis on Nogaya. Because Tomei means if you're a Tomei, you're possible to makrev it, or else you're possible to eat from the Kabonis. So that applies even by a Bom Gitano. All right, we'll stop here. Hadin Alecha Masechta Zvachim.